Zap, 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 zap.
Woo!
Zap.
What are the words?
Six inches forward and 5 inches back.
Gross.
I got an angry inch. Long story short. All right, sorry everybody. Hi.
I'm sorry.
I get excited.
The sun got distracting.
I'm trying to get Tracy to watch Hedwig the Angry Inch the movie.
I hate musicals though, so it's gonna be very difficult.
But I get her with hating musicals. I've tried to like musicals.
I didn't even try. I just knew from the wound. Fucking can't stand them.
I've tried. Tried and tried. Because everybody I grew up with loved musicals. My mom, you know, all my best friends.
Yeah, I just... Like, I'm totally not ashamed of liking corny things.
Yeah, and like, parent
I
trap.
Mean, that is not corny.
Yeah.
I have a fight with you. Or, like, self-help stuff's really corny, all that stuff.
Especially the covers. Mostly the covers.
All the covers.
Why can't there be a self-help book with a cool
cover?
Why can't
you just have black? Don't even put the title.
Don't put the title. just
put a black book.
Fucking black.
Yeah.
Book. Yeah.
But, like, musicals are, I feel like, beyond corny.
Not Hedwig. I promise you.
Just think of my skin crawl.
Yeah.
It's just, like, so embarrassing.
It's you get the idiot chills.
Yeah, I just get secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for them.
Me too.
Except with the Dreamgirls.
Yeah. Because
Beyonce's in it. But also it's very good. Eddie Murphy's great in it.
Just saying. Did you ever watch Eddie Murphy's stand up?
Yeah, when he's wearing that red jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
So good.
Yeah.
Still holds up. I don't know how he stopped. Maybe he just I don't know. He was so young. He was 19.
That's true. That jacket's cool though. That whole outfit.
I want it.
Yeah, me too. We're wearing it actually right now.
Yeah, I forgot.
We both showed up.
We're covered in leather.
How did
we both happen to be wearing leather?
That's wild.
Zap attack. Zap attack.
Oh, you watched The Parent Trap.
I did.
This may or may not be the last time it's brought up on this podcast.
We don't know. We kind of think that. I just can't believe within 1 month I've watched Parent Trap twice. The original and Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, exactly.
You did too.
Yeah, we watched the original together and then I let you borrow.
We both.
Lindsay
and
Lohan
I watched it right away.
And then when you were picking me up, I kept thinking, she better watch it so I can take it home.
I can't tell you how comforting it is.
It's the most loving family. Like, you want to be in that family. Also, the mom... Well, not the mom.
The mom.
There's a grandma in the original who's just a monster.
Yeah.
She's so awful
they
and annoying.
They just killed her in the second one.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't even exist in the second one.
She was a big part of the first
one. Yeah, she had so many lines that I'm so glad they're like, fuck her, she's dead. We're not even going to rewrite her to be nice.
Yeah.
We're just going to not make her exist in our world.
So, in The Parent Trap, there's only one... There's a conflict of trying to get them together.
Yes.
But yeah, there's only one person that's conflicting.
Exactly.
And
it's funny and weird, and it's not like everyone else is so nice and lovable.
But you love both kids.
You love,
you love the butler.
You love
the
nanny or whatever,
whatever she was.
You love the mom and the dad.
You love
everyone.
It's a love fest.
The camp counselors.
It's
the kids that are in the camp.
It's a love fest.
It's a love fest. I knew you'd like it.
It's a love fest.
It's so good.
Let's get together. Lindsay Lohan's gory in it.
Yep, she kills it.
Yeah, it's good. Parent Trap, everybody.
I highly recommend it.
We're going to act it out in some form.
Yeah, we're both going to play Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm down. Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan was dating that blonde woman. Did I say this already?
I mean, I don't know on here, but you've told me.
Well, oh yeah, people mistook me and my ex-wife for Lindsay Lohan. I would have big glasses on. And my ex looked like the girl she was dating.
True. That is true.
Yeah.
We should post a photo.
And we would be at... Yeah, we should post a photo.
Yeah.
And we would be at, like, I would be doing stand-up at, like, gay resorts, mm-hmm. and that's where people thought it was them.
They thought Lindsay Lohan did stand-up?
Yeah. Well, no, it would be after. Oh, everybody okay. was wasted. It was on Fire Island.
Oh, then that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. You were on Fire Island.
I was on Fire yeah. Island.
I would think
a lot of drag too. Queens.
Tight.
A lot of drag queens on Fire the Island. Fire Island is in New York and really fun. So... Tracy bought me a present today.
Yes.
Oh, my God. She brought me an action figure of Jessica Jones, you guys. Do you guys even know how much I love Jessica Jones?
She's obsessed. We watched it together.
We did watch it together.
I didn't know the whole thing, but I remember watched a lot of episodes. Oh, yeah. That's where you came up with this is the best part, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So me and her watching it. It was the first episode?
I don't Might remember. Have been the second one.
Might have been the second one, and it was obviously a very intense show. And we were all just like, was Tom there?
Yeah.
We were all just staring at the screen, like super into it, like no one was talking. And then the two characters start having sex, and then Jackie turns to me and goes, "This is the best part," and then just goes back to watching it. And I could not stop laughing.
The best part. Yeah, that's where it came from.
Yeah.
And I haven't been doing.
He kept texting me things like, I watched, when I told you to watch Tangerine, and then you said the car wash scene is the
best part.
You're like, I love that scene, it was the best part.
Every sex scene.
That's the best part.
This part's the best part of the show. And then I get mad when it looks like there's going to be a sex scene, but then there isn't.
You're like already in anticipation of being like, this is the best.
And then it's like, ugh, it was about to be the best part.
Yeah.
They teased me with a good part.
Yeah. They really do that just to you. They really screw you over.
More sexy.
In your room, right there.
Yeah, so I wake up and see the magic.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't believe that I have a figurine of Jessica Jones.
She's kicking a wall. She's looking like a badass.
She is a badass kicking a wall. I just can't believe it because I love her.
And... Oh, shit, I already forgot what I was going to say. God damn it. Oh, the box said fig on it.
Yeah.
I remember from, what was it, 2 episodes ago?
But I did a drug video when I was younger, and Tom came over and was like, hey, it's Fig. Hey, Jules. It's me, Fig. Here's Roxy, Ursa. They want a party. And they were like, yeah. And the box says fig for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean... Maybe it's just for figurine, but it's
oh my
like
god,
fig! I have no clue. Maybe it's the company that made it.
It must be for figurine.
But we love Fig.
Oh my god,
that's our favorite name.
Yeah.
Hey, Fig.
How we came up with Fig?
I don't know.
And Roxy and Ursula,
I know.
Like we're crazy.
Those are so specific.
Roxy, Ursula, we want. They're like, yeah. And in real life, I had broken up with my boyfriend, so I was kind of, like, mad.
Right.
So in the video, I looked tough and mad.
Yeah, but that was really from real life.
Yeah, but it was from real life. And then we died at the end. And we were really drinking. Purple Passion.
Oh, so funny.
Magic Jessica Jones. I can't believe it. Have you watched the new... Jessica Jones with everybody combined.
No, because I heard it wasn't good.
Really?
Yeah. Have you watched it?
I have not watched it.
I heard it wasn't good at all.
Really?
Yeah.
From numerous people or?
Not just one person, no. From multiple people. But maybe we can watch the first up together and then decide for ourselves.
We'll decide.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it with these guys.
Yes.
Thank you guys for writing in so much. And
of course, as per usual, our number one fan.
I just can't believe it.
Say it.
Brian Cook. Brian, I've never... you know, they talk about super fans.
Yes.
You know, like... Fish has super fans.
Right.
Or, what's that
guy? Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead.
Super fans.
Some comics have super fans, mm-hmm. like Maria Bamford.
Totally, yeah.
Birbiglia.
Yes, Mike Birbiglia.
Mike Birbiglia has super fans.
Right.
Brian Cook is our super fan.
Yeah, we're so grateful to
have we don't have shirts made. He had one made for himself.
Yeah. With our logo, our watermark, which we will be invoicing you for. But we're so... we're so honored that you made a shirt.
And then I was at a show the other day, and he had a coffee mug, like a coffee thermos, like a hot coffee thermos, with our pictures on it.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe it.
You will be getting an invoice, but I can't believe it. That's so amazing.
I mean, we just made stickers. That's all we have. Yeah, and now
we didn't even give him one.
And now he's made his own merch.
Talk about dedication. Oh, my God. You know what, Brian? You may have earned that sticker. I'm still deciding, though. I'm on the fence. we have so many.
I just can't believe.
I don't know if you're ready for one yet.
Well, I'm just beside myself, it. Brian.
Yeah. He wrote in so much fan mail that we're just up to our knees.
I mean, half of our is from Brian Cook.
Exactly. But I don't get how he gets anything done.
I know. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
He gets so... I mean, his shows are great.
His shows are great. He's stand up all the time. He's a writer.
He gets so much done.
Yeah.
And has time for to make merch for our show.
I know.
Oh, that Brian, thank you. You guys, so follow much. Brian. Follow Brian.
Follow Brian. Follow his lead.
Yeah.
But don't make that merch because we will invoice you.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, I want to talk about something. I didn't write it down. Oh, yeah, okay. So, we've talked about this before, but you want to not talk about it.
Oh, okay.
But I think it keeps being brought up, though, because, okay, again, our number one fear is shitting our pants.
We do not want to shit our pants.
No, and I feel like we've both had, like, close calls.
I've been having more close calls since we've been talking about it.
And I have just been forced shitting. To avoid anything. I just have to pee. Nope. I'm going to sit there and push whatever's out.
So that it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen because it's like I'm clean. There's nothing in me. But I was listening to a podcast and out of nowhere the host was like, you know how my number one fear is shitting my pants?
No way.
Yes. And so it's like, I didn't even seek this out. It was brought to me. So I feel like we have to keep talking about it.
What did they say about it?
Well, okay. So they told a story of... If you listen to Throwing Shade with Brian, Sophie, and Aaron Gibson, that's what the podcast I'm talking about.
Not you, Brian. You can keep listening to that just
But
us.
You guys spell the name the same, but don't listen to their podcasts. He was walking his dog, and he thought he had a fart, so he did. But he just, like, sharted. So it wasn't, like, a full, like...
Oh, so he was close to home.
So he was close to home.
What do you do, though?
I think he just threw his underwear away.
Your underwear away.
Oh, when you shit your pants?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, and then...
You must have to take a shower.
I mean, yeah, but you're just going to sit and go to dinner in it? What are you talking about? I just shit my ass. Let me go to Target. What do you mean? Of course you take a shower. I think it depends on where you're at. So then the guy... I know I'm telling another story from another podcast, but I don't care. But the producer or whatever who does all the sound and stuff... He said that he was at, like, a concert on acid and shit his pants.
Oh, my God.
And just wrote it out because he's like, what am I going to do about this concert? And just...
What concert was it?
I don't remember, but he was on acid anyway, so he didn't care.
Oh, my God. I just...
I don't know. It depends where I'm at. Like, if I'm at work and I shit my pants, I'm sending an email being like, I had an emergency. I need to leave. And then I'm calling you.
Yeah, and then you'll just come here.
You're picking me up, and I will take a shower here. Throw away my underwear. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
I like how you planned this out.
Oh, hell. Are you kidding me? That's all I think about.
Oh, man.
That's the only way I thought of, like, the most embarrassing would be at work.
Well, my most recent close encounters, I had a dress on.
Oh, my God.
Like that would not be a good situation.
That's worse, because I feel like at least with pants, it's contained.
I think with pants, it's contained with a dress. And that's where I really... got scared.
Could you? Because I really had,
I really had situations, close calls.
So since we shouldn't talk about it.
So I'm like, maybe we're bringing it into the universe.
Right, keep mentioning.
And we need to stop talking.
But the thing is, I wasn't talking about it, and then out of nowhere, it was mentioned on that podcast, and I felt like, oh, maybe I should be talking about it. But I don't know.
Maybe talking about it keeps... Maybe, because we were talking about it, mm-hmm. I was able to prevent it.
Maybe, and then you
stopped. But it's still the closest call I've ever had.
What would you have done? Were you near it? Like, were you home?
No, I was on a plane.
Oh, God. That's even worse.
It would have been horrible. It really would have been horrible.
You would be stuck up in the air.
Yeah. That is not
that might, the I Mile know High the Club. That's the worst situation because here's the thing. You'll never see those people again.
It's like, already. If I shit my
pants at work, but it's already, I can see people every day. Oh, that's true. Way worse.
But do they even know that you shit your pants? You have like pants on. You can go in the bathroom stinky, and clean it.
Very stinky.
It'll be stinky.
Poop?
How did that guy on acid? Because everybody's drunk, they don't... Was everybody
I
around?
I think everyone was just high or drunk.
Don't you think people around like him were like, what's concert. That smell?
He said he didn't notice anything, but also he was so high that he probably didn't even know if anyone did.
I would feel like if you were on acid, you would your sense of smell would be heightened.
I mean, maybe his was, but who knows if everyone else was on acid.
But yeah, you would think everybody would hide from him.
Maybe they didn't care. Maybe it didn't smell. Maybe it doesn't smell as bad as we think it does.
I don't know. Wait, did I ever tell you? Huh. Oh, God, now I have to.
Yeah, you started.
Oh, man.
Maybe you should shit your ass at a concert and see
no!
how
to
react. We have an experiment. No. She's doing it. Next concert in LA, you're doing it at the Hollywood Bowl.
Shitting my pants?
Yeah, and then seeing if anyone notices.
But I have to be on acid.
Okay.
I can't be an ass.
That is true.
Yeah.
I have to do it then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Done.
Perfect. You said it. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of ass in my life, but it's
my
over
turn
now.
It's
your turn.
Yeah. I'll do it.
It's your turn to be an ass and shit your pants.
Yeah. God damn
it. At the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
What? I will need to know more information about where he was and his friends and if people walked away from him.
No one walked away. He said no one noticed.
Oh, he said no one noticed.
Oh, yeah. I thought I said that. Sorry.
Maybe people...
I think they were just too stoned.
They probably thought he was farting.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe it dried up fast. Because if it was diarrhea...
Dried up.
If it's diarrhea,
that's
gonna
stink. Just sitting there.
If it's poop...
I'll send you the episode.
If it's hard poop and it dries up...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it just flew down his leg.
But it would still smell... Like, because if he's just down by his shoe...
We need more information.
I always have 1,000 questions.
Yeah.
I can't just know something.
Yeah, you can't
I think I was too distracted by the fact that, like, oh my God, I can't believe they're talking about this out of nowhere when we were just talking
about
it, you know?
Right.
So I didn't do a deep dive.
My friend's kid did a poop on a booth in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and it's all I've been thinking about since...
since you heard it?
Since I heard it.
Like... The kid took his pants off?
I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't ask any more questions. I didn't have time.
Ask more.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm assuming it, like, popped out of a diaper and just sat there.
Diapers are so enclosed in, unless
they
from the leg part.
Are.
I feel like they are.
I don't
unless
know
Unless they
what
didn't
happened.
Tie it tight enough.
I don't pay attention to how old my friend's child is. Is that wrong?
No, it's fine.
Well, the first batch the baby shower I ever went to, mm-hmm. not baby, yeah, it was a baby shower. I was doing thumbs down. To everything. And then I never had to go back. I was like, I'm not going to any more of these.
Oh, that's good. Oh, so you acted like super negative so they wouldn't invite you. That's smart.
They still invited me, but I was like, do you want what I
fuck your baby. You're stupid. You got a baby.
Do you guys want that again?
You said a buzzer.
I was a human buzzer.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe everybody
They're
loved
like,
it.
Look how cute this onesie is.
I don't understand like a gathering where people are drinking and no one's laughing. They're just looking
They're
at baby stuff.
They're not drinking though. I feel
they
like.
Were drinking.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I was just drinking. I don't know. I definitely was drinking.
Right. I think, they don't sound fun and I never want to go.
You've never been to one?
No, I have.
Oh, okay.
But I don't no. I went to one when I was like, a teen, and I was like, this is awful.
I don't understand how... Like, I have friends that go to them still,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want kids.
But they have fun?
I'm like, why would you go? They're like, I have to, Jackie.
No,
I'm
you
like,
don't. You don't
I'm
have
like,
to do anything.
I'm like, that is in your head.
Yes.
You, I'm like, something inside you wants to go.
Yeah.
Because you do not have to go.
Free
I
snacks,
have not gone.
Free drink.
I have not gone.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. I would... Hell, I'll buy you a gift. I'm not going.
Yeah, I don't want... I don't...
No.
No.
No. We're not going to baby showers.
We don't want your baby shower.
Do you think it'd be fun if we went together, though?
Yes.
So that if we're both invited to the same one...
Yes.
We are
we
going...
will go.
And something's happening.
Yeah.
We'll shit ourselves.
Oh,
and
that...
Like,
that nobody
baby,
will know...
Clean me. I'm the baby.
We're the babies.
Mommy, do you know how to change my diaper?
Yeah.
We'll just shit ourselves there.
Yeah.
And then we'll be perfect. Like, does it smell familiar? Not yet. Plan. Yeah, they're giving birth.
Plan. And we'll eat a bunch of corn before we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's corn in her poop.
Yeah.
Okay, done. Writing this out.
Yeah, write it down. I'm putting it in my phone. Click, 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 click. Invite us to your baby shower. Get a surprise. Get a surprise at your baby shower.
You're not a good mom if you don't clean our buttholes.
We want you to clean our buttholes.
Yeah, clean our buttholes. Clean our
I hope
buttholes.
Somebody. I hope for a present they get some baby wipes because they're going to need them.
This is a big love.
Invite us to your baby shower.
Okay, done.
All right, we also thought about talking about facial abuse.
Well, that is way different than shitting your pants and...
It's not way different. It's also a topic, cringe-worthy topic.
Very cringe-worthy, but when you said it's not different than shitting your pants, how do you go about that?
Oh, I said that?
Just literally now.
Whoa.
Right now.
Whoa. Whoa.
Can you describe what facial abuse is?
No. Whoa.
So people at home know what it is.
It's look it up on porn. There's
porn home for facial abuse and then just whip it out.
There's categories in porn, but guess what? Facial abuse is hidden. You gotta
deep dive shit, bitch.
You gotta type that in.
You have to
They're
search
hiding
it yourself.
The facial. They're hiding facial
that's
abuse.
That's how great
from
it is, and that's why Jackie wants to talk
oh
about it.
Oh my god. I found out about it because my girlfriend watched Hot Girls Wanted, the documentary.
Oh yeah, it's on Netflix. Right?
Yeah. And then she found out about facial abuse, and then I was just like, that's terrible. And she was saying how horrible it was. Uh-huh. And I'm like, that's horrendous. And then I was like, well, what is it? You know? So then I watched it. Uh-huh. And I was so horrified. But now I can't stop watching it. Facial abuse. And I gotta stop.
Well, how many have you watched?
It's bad. I've watched 5.
Jesus.
And it's really bad, and I feel like these women shouldn't let this happen to them.
But you're about to laugh.
I know. It's horrible. I'm burning in hell if I believed in it. Thank God I don't. And I believe that if you do something bad and you put it out there, then it comes back to you.
You're going to get facial abused.
No. That will never happen to me. It is impossible.
Your girlfriend's going to facial abuse.
No. I'll facial abuse her.
Oh, okay.
This shouldn't be happening. These women are getting really
now
abused.
Now it's a PSA.
Like, there's got to be women that, have close to died from it.
Jesus.
They're choking.
Who's getting turned up. Who's getting turned on
they're
by
getting,
this?
They're throwing up.
Ooh, you vomit.
And then being made.
Let me jerk off.
Yeah. It's vomit. Bad news that I can't stop watching.
We need to cure that first, and then we'll help them.
I've got to stop watching this.
You've got Do you have a fave?
Oh, this is really bad. It's so embarrassing. I wish we edited.
Oh, yeah, we don't edit.
I wish we edited. But this is important, okay? Because...
If you made it this far, it's important.
I mean, I don't want to watch this, and I don't... All right, so I've been worried about myself watching this. And they say that watching porn like this mm-hmm. is an addiction. And once you get into dirty porn, mm-hmm. you want it dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. I think that's...
Really?
So
I
then
never heard
that. So then that's how people... I think it's more with men. And then...
Probably.
But it's happening to me. But that then you get to the point where you're paying for it. That's why they're able to give you the free. I'm not paying for it. Trust me. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, no fucking way.
Yeah.
I don't care how addicted to anything.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
not paying for that
me
shit.
Neither.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
way.
So I can't get addicted to anything because I'm too cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but... I just...
You love it.
If I'm seeing this stuff free... I can't imagine.
Yeah, what do you pay for?
What people are paying
for. Because it has to be worse than what's free. Like, what's free is like, okay, here's the basic sample. But what you're paying for, my God.
It is not pretty. And these women are being degraded. Degraded.
And she can't get enough.
I can't get enough of it. But
should we talk about it?
But our debate is whether or not we talk about. I mean, it's never going to happen. This is never going to happen. But I'm just like, what if all these women made a decision to not be in porn? And what the world might be a nicer place if these women weren't being degraded and men weren't watching it and women that wear strap-ons weren't watching it.
Yeah. Women named Jackie Monahan weren't watching
it. Yeah, weren't watching it. It would be, I would like a world where that wasn't available for me to watch. I'm not blaming that
fuck
it's there.
World peace. I just want facial abuse videos to stop.
Yeah, no, I want
stop.
World peace more oh, okay. than that. But is this, I'm asking, is this making it so men aren't doing it to other people? Or is it make, if this is solving things in a lot of ways, great. But if it's
abuse,
making things
thank God
worse.
For facial abuse this year because it's
is facial abuse
hunger.
A good thing or a bad
it's
thing?
It's solved world hunger.
Facial
God.
Abuse solved world
there's
hunger.
There's no more homeless because facial abuse videos
facial.
Are skyrocketing right now.
Man.
Oh, Lord. Well, I don't know anyone personally that has been affected by this.
By facial abuse?
Yeah, but I feel like out of the woodwork, we're going to hear our friends.
Well, Brian Cook's going to have opinions.
I mean, of course, he has opinion about everything we talk about. But we're against facial abuse and we're against shitting our pants.
Yeah, we don't want any of those
we're
things.
Pro watching facial abuse.
No,
and
I don't
pro
want to.
Watching someone else shit their pants. Oh, okay.
I don't want to watch facial abuse anymore. I'm trying to stop. But it's just available and I like it. It's terrible.
I'll never look it up. I want it to be
cut
a fantasy.
Cut to tonight.
Jerking off at
you're
home.
You're watching facial
my cat's
abuse.
Trying to cuddle and I'm like, get out of here.
When Erica told me about the facial abuse, uh-huh. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to see that.
Uh-huh.
Cut to that night.
Cut to the screen, your phone screen an inch from your face.
Yeah.
You're just blindly
like,
watching it.
Facial abuse.
Siri.
Siri. Facial abuse.
That's terrible.
Facial abuse.
I
saved my life.
I can't believe that's happening. Yeah, we'll make a PSA. Facial abuse got me out of my credit card debt. Now look at me and you have shopping bags.
Oh God! And it's like not like you're in the videos. It's just
no,
watching
just
it.
Watching it.
Just watching
it's just
it.
You at home cuddling in pajamas,
like watching facial abuse,
smiling at it.
Oh God! I'm
I used
sorry.
To be an alcoholic, but with facial abuse videos, now I can't stop drinking bubbly water.
Yeah, everything's saved.
Everything's great.
Everything
yeah.
life because you have your addictions, and then they move. You know.
Yeah, they just transfer to other things.
Yeah.
So you went from, you know, one thing to facial abuse.
To facial abuse.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to get out of this, too. And back to bubbly water.
Yeah. I'd say stick with bubbly water.
Yeah, bubbly water is the safest addiction
totally.
So far that I know about. Writing and comedy is a pretty good addiction.
Right.
Bubbly water is the best.
If bubbly is bad addiction, I will literally kill myself.
If bubbly water is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Exactly. If bubbly water's like bad for you, I will
tough.
Drink.
No,
I'll
like
put a gun in my mouth.
No, tough as in I'm still drinking.
Oh,
it.
Okay, yeah.
I am not stopping.
Fuck you. This is
I
my
mean,
addiction.
Coffee's pretty bad for you, and I'm still drinking it.
I feel like people just lie and say that it is.
It's really good for you.
It's bean water. It's just beans and water.
Beans. The musical.
It's just bean water.
Musical.
And it helps you poop.
It sure does.
I mean,
that's why we don't drink
too much. One can go from cold brew to a hot brew in a hot second.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right. So, well, the reason we even got into musicals is...
Oh, we were talking about musicals?
I went to a karaoke party.
Oh, yeah.
And people love Rent. The music
that's
from
like
Rent.
The worst fucking one, too.
I don't
song.
Understand it.
That
I can't
song.
Fathom it.
I don't get it either. I feel like I'm in another dimension, but not a good one.
Me too.
And I'm just like...
I'm like, how is everybody...
I feel like I'm looking around, like, trying to find a safe space. Yeah. There's nothing happening.
Yeah, it's frightening.
Like, yeah.
24 hours,
don't
50.
Even, it's
I don't,
so bad.
I can't find a redeeming quality in that song.
I can't... No, me either.
I can't. I've
so
tried...
Much.
Because I've been stuck at piano Rage bars. Yeah.
Yeah.
24 hours, 70,000 hours.
You know what that musical's about?
AIDS.
Yeah. Okay, so did you see that tweet recently?
What?
Someone tweeted that they did a high school version of that, but they couldn't say AIDS, so they said everyone had diabetes. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
24 hours, 17.
Insulin
shots.
What if it was about facial abuse, their addiction? We couldn't watch.
I still would
watching.
Hate that song. It's really bad. And yeah, you think that you song's bad? I saw Rent in on Broadway in
Why?
New York. Because everybody said that they loved it and that I would love it. And when the song came on, Goodbye, Love, like 24 hours, 17,000 times
the
is
worst,
bad enough.
The fucking worst.
Goodbye, Love? I was like, ow. Like, it was hurting my ears. I was like, I can't take this. I hate it. It was like, Goodbye, Love. Goodbye, Love.
Oh,
Goodbye,
God.
Love.
So
it was
bad.
Just that over and over again. I was like, please make it stop.
I would have shit my pants then and be like, we gotta go. I shit my ass.
I don't understand how.
It's
I,
so
but I didn't walk out. I stayed.
I
but
would've.
Guess what one I did walk out on?
What?
Mamma Mia.
Well, that's...
Oh, my God.
You don't like ABBA?
What?
You don't like ABBA?
I love ABBA,
oh, okay.
But the musical was so terrible. I thought it was going to be like Muriel's Wedding.
Oh.
Which
oh,
was
I think
great.
You told me that, which is stressed.
Muriel's Wedding is beautiful.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
So I thought it was going to be like that, and
right.
It's just not. It's about a girl trying... Her mom was a slut, and...
Hell
she
yeah,
can't find her dad,
oh.
And all these dads are like, want to be her her father, and are
mm-hmm.
like hoping it's them.
Right,
and I'm just like, that's
creepy.
Not the real world.
Yeah,
and this sucks.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
Any other dad would be like, yeah, I banged your mom, but I'm not your dad.
Yeah,
they would not want to be a dad.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
It's just, and even if one of them did,
mm-hmm.
not all of them would.
No,
like,
yeah.
It's just,
one
come
would,
on.
And the other two would be like, fuck you, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mariel's Wedding was realistic
it.
And beautiful and a
sad.
Gorgeous story.
Yes.
And Mamma Mia was just...
Did someone tell you they were the same?
No,
oh,
I just thought they were, but people told me Mamma Mia was great.
Yeah.
They were like, you're dancing in the aisles. I'm like, I like dancing in the aisles.
Yeah.
I dance in the
yeah,
aisles
like,
anyway.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. No music's
like,
playing.
Let's do it. I danced to Mira's Wedding. I was like, Waterloo. <Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na."> But Mamma Mia is
Mamma
right.
Mia.
It was not good.
I can't believe you saw Rent.
Oh, my God. So bad.
I would lose my mind.
But Hedwig.
I hated it.
Hedwig the movie.
Yeah,
I saw Hedwig on Broadway.
Told me to see
it was
Hedwig.
Good, but
mm-hmm.
the movie's better.
Okay. Multiple people told me to see that, so.
Yeah,
I
think you'll love it. It's about a drag queen.
True.
So, Tracy. What is the word we both learned last year?
We learned it? Or just talked about it? Oh my God, I love that. I want to watch you do that all day.
Gumshoe.
No, I know the word. I don't think we learned it.
I learned it last year.
Maybe I did learn it last year. Who am I kidding?
I remember how...
Who am I trying to impress here?
Do you want to know how I learned it?
Yes.
There was somebody in my building who was doing something, and me and somebody that worked here... were spying to see what they were up to.
Oh, never mind.
And he was like, let's gumshoe. Let's be gumshoes. And I was like, gumshoe? What does that mean?
That was, wait, at work?
No, that
here?
Was here.
Oh, was it about the peanut butter man?
No,
I wish. Okay. So do I. We should go up and double check.
I should have asked that.
You really should have.
I gotta. Oh, maybe I did. I did ask about the peanut butter
no,
man.
No, you did. I thought you meant this recent time.
What happened with the peanut butter man? He had no recollection of it.
No, he said he's never even heard of it, and we were just disappointed. We spent like a year researching the peanut butter
man. We should have left a note, but I was scared.
We were scared. It's fine. Shout out. That's probably in our first episode, Peanut Butter Man.
What?
We probably talked about him on here.
Call back to our first episode. Yes. Should we tell them? Did Brian Cook listen to our first one? Obviously.
Yeah, duh. He knows. He's probably done his own research.
Yeah. I bet he wishes he was the Peanut Butter Man.
I know, because we would be talking about him all the time. Mm-hmm. What a dork. But anyways, my coworker named her dog Gumshoe shortly after you told me that. Yeah.
And it's really one of the cutest dogs ever.
Yeah, the cutest dog I've ever seen in my life.
It looks like, it's the kind of dog, I don't know why more people don't have that dog.
I know!
Why are people getting all these other shitty fucking dogs?
No, they're so ugly. This dog
is so cute. Everybody's getting, like, the worst dogs ever, and that dog's available. It's the same dog that was in Sex and the City.
You watched Sex and the City?
I did. You didn't?
No.
What?
That should look corny.
There's some funny lines.
I don't care about four straight white women.
Kim Cattrall was funny. Kim Cattrall was funny. She was
slut.
She had
like a funny, like, slutty alcoholic voice.
I loved her, yeah. She was like, this baby looks like an asshole. Like, she was funny.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I probably won't watch it.
You're never going to watch it. No. Yeah. There was some funny lines. It's no Golden Girls. You ever watch Golden Girls?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Golden Girls has it best.
Golden Girls is great.
Who are those writers? Like, I want to hang out with the writers from Golden Girls, but they're probably dead.
Probably.
Those writers.
They're so good.
It was so sharp and funny.
We should watch an episode tonight.
We should.
I asked Tom for his top 10. I'll look up that and then we'll watch one of
those. Oh, yeah. Slick Rick.
Very slick.
Yeah.
We're just like Gumshoe. We're not talking about Gumshoe.
Yeah, Gumshoe the dog.
Yeah, Gumshoe the dog, Gumshoe the word.
And what? Gumshoe, we're going to post the picture of Gumshoe on our Zap.
Yeah, Instagram page.
Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Gumshoe's dressed in a UPS Halloween costume.
Yeah, that's
and
our
it's
costume.
To die for.
I mean, it's great. I got distracted. You were telling me something serious, and I was just like, hold on. Hold the press. Stop the press.
Yeah.
Shit your pants. Look at Gumshoe.
You gotta look at Gumshoe.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna love it.
You guys are gonna be upset.
Okay, so I watched something disturbing on television.
I got off facial abuse. So you're like, fuck facial abuse.
What if I watched it on the TV? If I watched facial abuse?
That's so huge.
Maybe that would rid me of it.
That might make you stop.
How do I stop?
That might burn in your brain.
Help. Okay, so I want to take a nap in the day because I can. And
you're an adult. You could do what you want.
Yeah. And I was like, let me put on some comedy, stand-up. This looks like it won't make me laugh.
Yeah, something really awful and boring.
Yeah, it'll put me to sleep. And it was... Should I say who it was?
Yes.
I can, right?
Yeah, cares.
It's a free country.
Yeah.
Free world. We're humans.
Yes.
Okay. His name was Rodney Carrington, you guys. I wanted to go to sleep. The picture of him made me think, this guy's gonna put me to sleep. But he just made me mad. But the whole thing is, he believes what he's saying and believes he's helping people.
Right, and it just sounded awful. I didn't watch it.
Ugh! He said he could tell... This is on Netflix. This is on Netflix for people, everybody to watch.
Yeah. Some people
and
like
I looked,
it, though.
I looked up how many followers he had on Twitter. I believe it was... I'm sorry. This is a big, giant difference, but it's either 30,000 or 300,000. But it's still a good amount.
Probably 300, just because... Why would he have his own Netflix special?
It's still a good amount. And you guys, He did like 10 minutes on how he can tell if he could smell if a woman has her period.
Ugh, that's so awful.
Can you believe it?
That's 10 minutes too long.
Can you believe it?
I can't wait to put my tampon down his throat and facial abuse him with it.
Yeah,
yes.
Giant tampon.
Yes.
I just couldn't believe it, and he felt like he was doing God's work up there. I just can't. Like, this is your opinion. And then he was talking about He was talking about how he loves having a girlfriend, wants one, needs one. He was married before.
He doesn't have a girlfriend at the time he was making that.
He might still. I mean, he's obviously has money. He's getting laid.
Totally.
But, so he was talking about how he misses his ex-wife. Mm-hmm. Because all the girls he's banging are, aren't fun to talk to or whatever. But it's like, you're attracting these people, buddy. Like,
yeah, don't bang them then if you don't want to talk
exactly.
to them. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's like, you're talking about smelling women's periods. You're not going to attract people that you want to have long conversations with.
Yeah, you're going to have like a deep conversation with someone and be like, oh,
that can stomach this kind of comedy that you do. If you're the kind of comedy that you do is going to attract stupid women.
Yeah, dumb women. Who, women everywhere, please stop fucking any guy who has like money or power.
Yeah.
That's never going to benefit anything.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel good about
any
this guy.
That, any guy that's disgusting just because he has money.
Yeah.
Don't bang him.
No,
God. But the whole thing is, mm-hmm. I mean, it's his persona, but he's nice. Like, you don't...
So he's likable?
You don't hate him, because you can tell he really... He feels like he's doing everybody a favor.
That doesn't... It's not like an ego?
There's an ego there,
right.
too, but I just can't... He believes everything that he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just mind-boggling to me.
That's wild. I'll never watch it. I'll go on.
Yeah, you're never gonna watch it.
I'll give it 1-star rating.
I'm really happy for you to never watch it.
Thank you so much.
I don't like. Why do I do this to myself?
I don't know.
Why didn't I watch like good comedy?
Why didn't you watch Facial Abuse and Close Your Eyes?
I know.
Well, if you watch a good comedy, you wouldn't be able to sleep because you'd be one of them.
Yeah, so I'd be laughing, but...
You watch it for a good reason, but it was too distracting.
It was distracting because I just couldn't believe it. Like, when I hear stuff like that, I feel like I'm not supposed to be in this dimension because with these people.
Give them a rent. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Take your rent shit and go.
Yeah. Rodney... We know you're trying to do good, but I don't... It's not good. No good.
No
I didn't,
good. No good.
It's not funny.
No.
So, we want to recommend a book, but you didn't read it. You recommend your book.
What book?
The
one that I'm going to buy?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You recommend it. I'll back you up. I believe you.
Okay.
We read the same things.
Yeah. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Ooh, you're listening to it right now.
Yeah, I'm listening to it now, and it's so good.
Can you share, like, one of your fave things you've learned?
Let me think. Don't give a fuck.
Which I'm doing now, and it's
yeah,
so
not giving a fuck is really good.
Oh,
I think you should
so
say it every day.
What,
don't
say it
give
out loud?
A fuck.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I don't care, don't stress. It's so nice.
Yeah.
That's
something
the point.
He kind of talks about is... not when you're like, be positive, that it's, you're not being in the moment because you're talking about somebody else being positive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to change your perception.
Yes.
You want to change your perception instead of just covering it over by being positive. You take the actual, problem and zap it by changing the perception.
Zap. Change your expectations.
Or have no expectations.
Yeah, have none, but especially
expect
your,
the best.
Yeah.
But not, don't, because the universe doesn't even know how it's going to bring it to you.
Right.
But it's going to bring you the best or better if you expect the best.
And it only gives you what you can handle. So if you do get something bad, because it knows you can handle it.
Yeah.
Because you're very strong.
And you've got to change your perception. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, when your life, you're getting hit with a lot of not great stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's because you can handle it.
Yeah,
so,
it's only going to make you stronger for the next wave of stuff.
Yeah.
Then you'll be like, oh, I can handle that. I can handle anything.
Speaking of, when... that people always say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Right.
And I've been through so much in my life. Like, I was sick of hearing that. People were like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I was just like, I'm strong enough. Right. I don't want to be any stronger. Yeah. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
But I was like, I can't hear that anymore. I don't want to, I don't need to be any stronger. Yeah. Like, let me.
I'm fucking strong.
Yeah. Let me be. But on Jessica Jones.
Call back.
On Jessica Jones.
Hey, Fig.
Roxy, Ursula, we want a party. Yeah. Jessica Jones is like, what doesn't kill you makes you stranger.
Whoa.
And I was like, thank you, Jessica Jones.
That's you.
I love that because I love being strange. I love the stranger, the better, because it means you're authentic.
Mm-hmm.
When you're strange, you're not trying to be like everybody else.
Right.
Like, you're not like, let's go to the baby shower.
You're picking me up from work yelling at people who are outside their homes being like, "Can you guys hiring?
Yeah.
Can
you like, give me a job? Is your office hiring to some guy riding a bike?
Yeah. She rolled down the window next to these people outside their house and was like, is this office hiring? I need a job.
They laughed.
They loved it.
Being
strange.
I was yelling at the beach.
Love yelling at the beach.
I love yelling at
especially
the beach. But it was in the day.
Oh, the night's better.
The night's better because it's amazing.
Yeah.
But in the day with people around, I was yelling.
I mean, that's
Hugh Hefner was ripped from us! He was only 91! Why?
He was so young.
Don't take him! Give him back! He's just a babe!
Oh. Nice.
What doesn't kill you makes you stranger.
Yes.
God, I love it.
You're changed. You're a whole new
one. What doesn't kill you makes you stranger. 24 hours, 70. No.
Come on.
What doesn't kill you makes you stranger. That would be a good musical.
No musicals.
No musicals.
If you talk about musicals, I'm ending this.
Did you like my cousin's best friend? No, what was it called?
Oh, Lord.
My ex-girlfriend's crazy?
Say it one more time. You're so close.
God. My crazy ex-girlfriend.
Nope.
You never watched it?
Nope.
Because of the musical part?
Yep, I refuse. I'm very stubborn.
You are stubborn.
Yep.
But this is the whole thing. I've always been stubborn, too, about musicals. That's a lie. I went to Rent. What am I even talking about?
You are a huge liar right now. I'm stubborn, and I won't watch that, even though, again, multiple people said it was great.
I think it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Nope. It's a musical. Bye.
The musicals were pretty kind of funny, though.
I'm too stubborn.
Yeah,
I really
want to
change that. I don't want to be stubborn. It's not helping me.
Yeah, it's nice when you're not stubborn, but it's also interesting when you're, you know, like people kept trying to get me to like musicals, and I kept being like, nope. But I kept giving it a try.
Yeah,
and
I
kept being like,
well, I tried at least,
but then
once,
Hedwig
I knew
worked.
What
Hedwig
I knew
worked.
I didn't like them. It's not like I never tried. I can't remember the last time I tried though.
Yeah,
so I remember being in high school and they sang that Rent song.
Oh, God.
And I was just like, get me out of here. Like, I already hated school and everything about it. And then I had to sit at the gym and listen to these kids sing that fucking song.
Ugh.
And I didn't even think they sang it at lunch, too, at one point. And I was just like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
So it's been, I've been forced to. I think that's why. I've been forced to without ever singing out on my own.
And
now I'm just like, stubborn, I refuse.
Yeah. I would like judge myself, kind of. I would go to piano bars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had all these gay friends in New York, and we would do comedy together and then go out in the night. And
and
mostly we were at dance bars, dancing. But every once in a while, we would end up at a piano bar, and they would all sing that song. The whole entire place would sing the song, and I'd be like, what's the matter with me?
I feel like I'm in another dimension.
Why do I hate it so
because
much?
Because everyone loves it, and I just can't. It makes my skin crawl.
Me too.
So
it's corny.
It's so bad.
But sometimes corny is beautiful.
Yeah, totally. It's just, it's a bad corny. It needs another word.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking Met corny. I like corny things.
Yeah.
It's just cheesy.
Yeah, it's an idiot chills.
Yeah. It's just like...
But I wonder if it's like people who, I don't know, why do people like it?
I don't know.
I think Tom likes it.
We should call in and ask someone on
I wonder
the
if it's
why
people,
they like it.
I wonder, yes.
We'll do a call in next episode.
Okay, next episode we'll call a couple people and ask them why they like
why
the
song.
Why
they like it and explain and elaborate and then be like, okay, after this call, go to Pornhub and look up facial abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See which is better.
Yeah. What do you like more, the
See
Rent song
get.
Or facial abuse? Or make a facial abuse video to the Rent song.
It might make me like the song.
Yeah, I think so. Should we end there?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
That's it. Well,
okay.
Thank you, Brian Cook,
Thank
and everybody
you,
else.
Everyone, we appreciate it. We love you. We'll see
Mwah.
You next week.
Mwah.
Mwah. Mwah. Mwah.